Welcome back, Tribe. Got one here from Chris Williamson. Is society conditioning women too much?
A quote that I found from Steve Stewart Williams, guy that wrote The Ape Who Understood the Universe, one of my favorite books. And he said, consider the claim that society encourages males to be aggressive. This is probably true in some ways. We do sometimes give boys the message that they ought to be tough and not cry. Overall, though, we spend a lot more time discouraging male aggression than female. Why? Because males are more aggressive. Or consider the claim that we tell girls to be quiet and passive. Again, we probably do this sometimes. More often, though, we tell boys to be quiet and passive. Why? For the same reason, boys are louder and more disruptive.
Yeah, that's true.
Very interesting.
But I think what's happening now is we try to, the more you try to do something that's going to help young women, like, I think everyone's trying to be very careful with their language and careful with how they approach these issues, because they know that women don't really like that direct discipline the same amount that boys and men do. We don't respond to it quite the same.
At all. Look at the self-help stuff for men and then for women. Men's self-help videos are like, you're not shit. You're going to lose everything. No one's coming to save you. You got to get after it every day. Quit being a lazy piece of shit. That's men's self-improvement. And then women's self-improvement or whatever that is like, yes, queen, magical rainbows. You're a unicorn. The universe. Manifest it. Just believe. You're worth it. I was like, you deserve the world. Doesn't work for it, though. Just deserves it. But okay.
I think that is true. But now we've taken it to such an extreme where we're terrified to tell women anything. You know, it's all about what makes us happy, what our desires are. So it's based on some truth, but it's just swung way too far.
It's like this is coddling culture, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it making girls more depressed or more bitchy, do you think?
Dude, I find this so interesting because society-wide, you know how we say like the West gave birth to the modern world. Also, the West gave birth to this unique style of simping where we infantilize women while giving them extreme amounts of rights, like to the point they're equal with men and surpass them in certain things like court biases. Only in the West have we created this culture where we revel the female body beauty, then give it the same rights men have, but also expect to absolve them of all consequences and agency. It's very strange. If we're truly an egalitarian society, if we truly believe that everybody's equal on the humanist level, then why do we keep bringing up girls as if they're inept, as if they're not capable of anything? Being from Eastern Europe and seeing what like my grandmother is capable of, what she does every day, how she works around the house, she does more work than most men. Actually, she's more of a man in terms of utility and usefulness than almost every, like your average American male, even the above average. She knows how to do things most men don't anymore. And that used to be the utility of every woman, because she used to help around the house, help the man till the land. She can cut the chickens up, cut the fish up, gut a whole pig, make sausages, make everything from snout to tail. She can do so much. Plant, smoke meat, all this stuff, dude. Make moonshine, whatever. She can do it all. And she used to do it all with her husband all the time. God bless them and rest in peace to my grandfather. But that used to be what women were expected to do around the house. Not sit around, not lounge by the pool and flip pages on the latest like Cosmo propaganda. Like we expect in the West for women to do. You get yourself a little trophy wife and she gets to sit at home and look pretty. Her job is to look pretty. Oh, what's a trad wife in terms of the West? Oh, she puts on an apron, bro, and learns how to cook like 3 meals. Hey, honey, you just got back from work? Here's the bare minimum. I cooked you a meal. And everybody's like clapping like, wow, trad wives. Wow, queen. Oh, my God. She's the one. She chose to spoke facts. Where can I get myself a woman like this? And it's like, bro, you don't know how much you're being shortchanged. Come out here to the old world and see what women really do, what women are supposed to be held accountable to do, what they're capable of, really. Not the infantilized version of a trad wife, your corrupted 1950s Stepford wife-looking bullshit from America, like an actual woman that works with her hands. And you can see the amount of value they bring to a man is indispensable. But that's not what we have today. We have like the bare minimum. They think like getting their nails done and doing their hair and putting on a dress and some makeup is hard work, bro. And you as a man need to appreciate the hard work they put into looking good for you on a date. Like that's the literal arguments they're making. And I'm watching them make these arguments. While my grandma's like chopping a chicken's head off, like defeathering it and then like getting everything prepped and making stews and grilling up meat And she's got like 30, 40, 50 pounds of like pig meat just hanging there being smoked, and a bunch of sausages and like a bunch of pickled veggies from the summer prior. And I'm blown away. I'm like, holy hell, dude. That's crazy. One side says they should be rewarded for doing their makeup. The other side is taking care of a house the real way. And then they wonder why men are leaving in droves or not even trying at all. It's like, sis, if you met a real woman, truly, like you say, like, where are the real men at? If you actually met a real woman and compared yourself to one, the amount of shame and inadequacy you would feel would be torturous.
Both at the same time. No, I think most of the narrative now is, you know, social media and therapy culture and all of these things are making girls anxious and making them depressed. But I think a lot of things in modern life are also making girls, you know, behave worse as well. So social media, for example, we know that girls' insecurities are a lucrative market that companies go after. But I also think companies know how to draw out female vices as well. So if you look at social media platforms, they're like perfectly set up for girls to be mean mm-hmm. to each other, to engage in this kind of indirect forms of aggression, like reputation destruction, passive aggression, gossip. It's like perfect on social media. So if you want to socially exclude someone, you've got like the Snapchat, Snap Map, where you can have your live location and all the friends are together and you can see that you're not with them. You know, you can create group chats where you cut people out. You can, if you want to be passive aggressive, you can like tweet about someone but not mention their name. So you're just like subtly digging them. And, you know, companies play on this. Like Instagram lets you have a set of close friends where you can exclude other people. There's apps like NGL, which is like an anonymous messaging app.
NGO.
Not gonna lie. So it's like, you say something like, not going to lie, she's really ugly.
There was something called Yak.
Oh, yeah. Is that a similar thing?
Yeah, that was basically the same. So it was geolocated anonymous posting. And this was for a couple of years in club promo. This was fucking fire because it meant that we could all talk shit about every other promoter from town and know that everyone in town that was using Yak Yak or whatever would see it, but that no one could say who it came from because it by design it was anonymous. It was so funny.
Did you have Ask FM? Was that when you were
no,
younger?
No, what was Ask FM?
Oh, so that was like brutal. That was, again, it's like anonymous messaging app where you can just, like people would just use it to rate other people. So you'd be like, can you give this girl a rating on like looks, personality? It was absolutely brutal. But yeah, companies are doing that because they know adolescents, teenagers, especially girls, can be absolutely brutal to each other in that way. So they're playing on that as well. So I think it's not only how social media is making us feel, but it's like who it's encouraging us to become as well.
Mm. Do you think selfie editing is a powerful act of self-expression?
No. So that was Facetune, wasn't it? So it's so weird how that has changed. I mean,
bro, I remember I went out on a date with a chick that I swear was like a 10 out of 10. You know, there's no such thing. But for me, they're like jet black hair, blue eyes, killer body. Face looked like a doll. It just blew me away. Met her for the date and that damn Facetune, man. I couldn't believe. Dropped down immediately to a 6, maybe 7 if she did her makeup on a good day. 7. From an absolute smoke show, like, oh my God, God tier genetics, to like, there's all the wrinkles. There's all the fine lines. There's the age setting in. Your skin is not porcelain clear. You look like a different person. The cheekbones were slightly adjusted. The eyes, the size was like slightly adjusted. Everything on the face was tuned. So that by the time you met this person, you're like, what in the world? Dude, never been so disappointed in my life. I got really hyped for that one. And I could only imagine today. We're in the age where this AI face tuning stuff is so wild. They work on videos too, by the way. So don't think that if a chick posts a video, you can just go check the video and be like, oh yeah, that's real. She can't edit that. No, no, no. The AI will analyze everything and make the video look better too, like your face and everything. There's no way you can tell anymore. The age of like MySpace angles, dude, that's Pee Wee League. The amount of filters and editing that they do on photos, you really have no idea what somebody looks like until you really see them in person. The only photos that you could tell is when they're being goofy, they're out with friends and like caught in the act doing something. She's like on the beach swimming, you know, in the middle of like scuba diving or something, skydiving or something, something just happening where it's just like a candid moment. And there's no way to tune that up. Do you get like a glimpse of what someone really looks like? Other than that, your typical selfie from like, you know, the crazy angles and all that are touched up to the max. You never know. You always have to just subtract 2 points off a person just by default these days because you can't tell. If you do that, you'll never go into a date blindsided. Just subtract 2 points right away. If that chick's like, wow, a 7 to you, she's just gonna automatically be a 5, like in real life. You just have to. And then you'll get the pleasant surprise of, wow, sometimes you meet chicks that look way better in person than they do in their pictures. And that's a pleasant surprise. Rare, but it happens.
I remember when I was younger, people used to kind of disguise the fact they were editing their photos. It was like a shameful thing. And now it's kind of spun to something expected. To be proud of. It's like self-expression. It's just like putting on makeup. And the companies, I don't know what came first, but now the companies are jumping on that, saying, you know, selfie editing is empowering and it's about self-love. It's like about being proud of who you are and enhancing that. Like they use all kinds of language to spin it. I think it was Khloe Kardashian said like Facetune is life-changing. She also face-tuned her newborn baby as well.
She face-tuned her newborn baby?
Yeah, there's a picture of her holding her baby and the baby is like ridiculously airbrushed.
Did anyone pull her up on this?
Yeah, I think people did say, you know, this is a step too far.
But saying that it's a powerful female self-expression and it's true self-love to...
Yeah.
Talk me through what's happening with self-image, body image, girls' sort of perspectives and perceptions of how they should look physically, facially, all the rest of it.
Well, it's interesting because we seem to be the generation that's been inundated with this kind of message of self-love and body positivity. It's like it's everywhere, but we're the generation who seem to be struggling with it the most. So we've got record rates of cosmetic surgeries among Gen Z. So things like lip fillers, liposuction, boob jobs, all going up for Gen Z, and the clients getting younger and younger. So you're getting kind of teenagers.
Yeah, Gen Z looks older than millennials. Like there's a weird trend going on in social media, like videos going viral of why Gen Z looks so much older than millennials or why millennials look so young. And the dude, just fire up a dating app. The amount of lip injections, like fat restoration and all this other crazy shit they're doing. I don't even know half the surgeries that they're doing, but they look way older than they should. It's kind of disgusting. I won't even get into the body modifications like BBLs, but the amount of surgery that young people are having today, young women, I should be very specific on that one. The amount of young women that partake in surgeries today is absolutely astounding. There's an actual look in Eastern Europe. It's like this Eastern European like duck lip doll look. They do something to their skin. They do something to their nose. Their nose like gets like really sharp, but like it comes up a little bit. And so they'll have like this little like this look with a duck lips. And then they do something else where like the little cheek implants or whatever the hell they do. Bro, it's very prevalent here. It's kind of gross to see it. It's a huge turnoff. But it's not in older women. That's what's crazy. It's in young women. They'll be like 20 years old, 21, 22, just already fully done up on makeup or wild or surgery, excuse me. It's insane. That just speaks to society in general, where corporations, companies, all these surgeons, everybody in the cosmetic industry is making a killing on making young women who are in their prime feel like they're not enough and profiting off of them. Cosmetic surgery used to be something old women did. Old women to try to turn back the clock. The cosmetic industry somehow changed that into young women need it standard. If you don't have your cheeks done, lips done, you're living below your potential. You're ugly. The chick is 20 in her prime, drop dead gorgeous naturally. Every man would look at her and say, you are drop dead gorgeous naturally. Messes up her face with a ton of surgery because the cosmetic industry convinced her of such, because she was told she'd be worthless, because she'd be nothing, because she's ugly without it, because the only way to get a man is to have that stuff. That's how they market to women and make them insecure, which is very easy to do because of how emotional they are and how much they follow the herd mentality and want to, you know, follow the group think and be included in the group. You know, it's just the biological imperative. And so they play on that and make a ton of money. Crazy, dude.
So Botox is banned in England. Teenagers are traveling to Wales to get Botox to prevent aging. You've got these like record rates of cosmetic surgery, record rates of body dysmorphia, eating disorders, facial dysmorphia. So things like young women going to plastic surgeons asking to look like the Snapchat filter version of themselves. Whereas before they'd come in with like a picture of a celebrity, now it's them with a filter. So despite being so loud about, you know, self-love and self-acceptance and having that kind of shoved down our throats, the opposite seems to be happening.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I would put that down to social media because, you know, I don't think older generations quite realize how often Gen Z, especially Gen Z women, are looking at their faces because of their phone and because of TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, it's like having a mirror with you everywhere that you go.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's also you're seeing a distorted version of yourself through filters and through your camera. So when you're looking in the mirror or someone takes a photo of you, it's very different to that camera image that you're so accustomed to.
With the right angle that you know, with the right lighting that you know, with the filter that you like.
So it's just...
By the way, your face changes. For people that don't know this, I have a professional camera. Bought it because when I start traveling, I'm going to be shooting some really cool stuff. Look, like, I'm not kidding when I say I got a really nice camera. Peep that. The lens matters. The lens on your phone distorts your face. That's not what your face looks like in real life, believe it or not. Depending on the millimeter, the focal length, your face can either scrunch up, get taller, or get wider. You know, think of the fisheye lenses when you look at those action cams, just like one of these, literally. When you see these little action cams, your face does not look like what this shows. It's a huge ultra wide angle lens and you look distorted. That's why you can see like when you look, if you look behind somebody or whatever, there's straight lines, they're bowed. They're bowed out because the lens, that it does that to your face without noticing. Small enough differences though, that because we're really good at telling faces apart and minute changes in faces, that when you look at a picture from a lens, dude, you could look ugly in that lens. It could be the angle and the focal length that's changing the aspect of your face, which is making you either more attractive or less attractive. And that's why when you take professional photography or get photographs of you, with a professional, you know, setup like that, the pictures come out looking amazing because that's more in line with they're using the eye's natural focal length. So you come out in those pictures scaled like perfectly 1-to-1 most of the time. So that's what you actually look like in person. But yeah, that's another thing they don't teach people. It's crazy.
Dysmorphia. It's like
But it's selfie dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. It's. So there's a couple of things here. First off, being other people on the internet portray themselves and make photos and videos of themselves in a way which is misrepresentative of the way that they actually look in the real world. And again, this recursive conveyor belt thing that we both separately came up with causes you to spend or to see people as their online version, not their real life version.
Yeah.
Then this is a very unique version of it, which is how you see yourself on the phone is actually different to how you are in the real world. So I imagine, I mean, there must be something like mirror dysmorphia or like phone dysmorphia, which is, wow, on my phone I look so great, but in the mirror I don't like myself. Well, because you're making all of these edits.
And it's, I mean, have you seen the TikTok filters now, like the beauty filters?
No.
They are so... So like when I was younger, we would have like Snapchat filters, but they would kind of like lag. So they had like, there was one that was like puppy ears, but it kind of smoothed your skin and like chiseled your cheeks. So like all the 13-year-old girls were using it. But if you moved, it would like lag. So it was obvious you're wearing a filter. But now like there's...
What, the puppy ears weren't enough of a giveaway?
Okay. Well, what people would do is... Not the puppy ears one. But there'll be other ones like it'll be makeup or you have like butterflies or something and girls would try and crop out the filter bit.
Right, I see.
But then companies tried to introduce seamless ones. But now there's like young women trying on these filters that give them like a perfect kind of avatar face, but it's very realistic. And if they go like this, nothing changes. So when I was younger, like the fake eyelashes would be like on your hand or something. Whereas now you can do that. You can move. You can, you know, speak normally. You can edit your body on Facetune so you can like make your waist microscopic. You can change mm-hmm. your like bum size, whatever.
And this works for videos as well as yeah. photos, right?
And then you can film yourself walking around with a different body and the background doesn't move or wobble or anything. And so not only are girls staring at their faces for hours a day, but they're staring at a often distorted version of that. Then going to the mirror, then thinking they have a mental illness of body dysmorphia or whatever. And it's like anyone would have dysmorphia because you're not supposed to be staring at your face for this long.
Yeah, comparison is the thief of joy, especially when you're looking at what you perceive as the perfect version of yourself every single day for every single minute. And then you only post said perfect version on the things you care about, like your profile on social media. So you hide your real self walking out into the world with a mask on already. You have a digital mask on already. God forbid people see you and take a picture with you in public and they post the picture and it's not edited because you're going to absolutely have a mental breakdown. It's social media, like I said, is the equivalent of porn for men. It's so destructive to women. And I don't think society has actually caught on to just how bad it is for a young woman's mental health. I mean, the amount of time that they spend on average on social media, the amount of modifications and the amount of modifications they do just to fit in to the image, to the whatever monthly trend, to whatever's going viral, you know, the next flavor of the month crap going on. All that stuff affects them, man, in ways a man could never understand. Dudes are dealing with their own issues with like microtransactions where games have started getting like addiction with gambling, and game designers are making games in a more addicting fashion where you have to grind out for things, you know, until your character is actually decent, or make the game free to play, but you have to pay to unlock all these cool cosmetics, right? Because you want to pimp out your character the way you do. You want to achieve status among the boys. Oh, this guy's got a legendary skin for his guy. Wow, when'd you get that? Oh, you dropped money on that? Blah, blah, blah. It makes you feel better. It's chasing the dopamine rush. They're just pixels on a screen. Men get affected in similar ways, but different as well. And the companies, all the companies know this. We're all getting played. It's all about money. They don't care about your well-being. Understand that no company cares about your well-being as a person. Down to the food that we eat, man. I always have to repeat this, but you know, it's like when you're starting to see on labels now, like natural ingredients only, three ingredients, organic. It's like, it's not because a scientific paper came out that it says that. It's not that the companies are looking out for your health and they want to put out healthy products. It's that a bunch of people literally were like, I'm getting sick. This food has too many chemicals in it. Oh my God, all the pesticides. This food has no taste. It's grown too fast. It's shipped out too early. Oh my God, this is gross. I can't feed this to my kids. These people are getting sick. I don't want to eat this. They're responding to market demands. And then all of a sudden they'll come out and say, yeah, seed oils are bad. Science says that maybe you want to watch out. Oh my God, science says, remember? In the 1930s or whatever, 40s, when cigarette smoking was huge, they were like, oh, 3 of 4 doctors recommend smoking cigarettes. They're really good for your health and energy. Lobbied by the tobacco industry. And people were puffing them down until you started getting holes in your neck and you're like, don't be like me. Cigarettes got my throat. I got esophageal cancer. Kind of shit like that. People started getting holes in their throat. People started dying of lung cancer. And the people were like, dude, I think cigarettes are dangerous. A lot of people in my family, everybody I know, is starting to die from cancer from tobacco. And then all of a sudden, studies come out and say that tobacco causes cancer. And then we had a societal push to change that shit. It only happens because it starts anecdotally. Same thing with diets, same thing with the ingredient label on your food. Everything is because a huge proportion of the population has all this anecdotal evidence saying like, hey, I started to feel better when I was eating more meat, more fruits, more veggies, less processed food. All of a sudden, now companies are starting to pivot, just like veganism had a huge wave back in like 2010 or whatever. And people were like, yes, let's do these Beyond Burgers. Yes, let's do all this vegan food. It's so much healthier. Do soy-based. Don't do whey. It's so bad for you. And then all the companies started switching. Like all of a sudden, all these soy-based protein powders and all these like vegan burgers and all this shit started coming out. And companies started pushing them out like, yeah, it's super healthy for you. While their margins were exploding and they're making money. They don't give a shit, man. Nobody cares. You have to understand the world is against you. Literally, the government is against you. They want your autonomy and your rights. And the corporations are after you because they want every single dollar in your pocket down to the last penny. That's how you have to move in the world today. The government and corporations are your enemy. They're not your friends. They're only as useful as the utility they provide. That's it. And that's how you should see them. Don't trust these people. nobody. Don't trust any company and don't trust any government. The faster people start to learn this, the better off we'll be as a society, man. Until then, watch. More and more girls are going to get absolute depression, self-delete themselves. It's going to turn a whole generation into like super degenerate, delusional, walking NPC zombies that will never find happiness, will be completely alone all the time, and will completely blame the other side and blame the government and blame the patriarchy and blame whatever else that they see on the social media. And they'll be walking into cosmetic clinics to do all their surgery to feel better about themselves. They'll buy all the worst food that makes them feel good temporarily and then shit after. And then they have to repeat the process of buying more shit food. And they'll indulge in shitty activities like giving their body out for free to anyone and everyone because it feels good in the moment, and then they feel like shit afterwards. So they repeat this cycle. Feel good temporarily, feel shit for a long time. Feel good temporarily, feels like shit a long time. Flip it back on the men, same shit. You get your little rush for getting your nuke in Call of Duty, then you feel like shit the rest of the time because that high is gone and you're not doing anything else physical with yourself. You're just rotting away, dude. The male specimen, your physicality, the best thing you have is seeing your potential in this world rots away on a gaming chair. And that's how they got you. They've infiltrated your mind and your body, and you've become a slave to this while thinking you're free and you're stepping away from society by being in your room playing games and shit. Just like women think they're stepping aside the patriarchy by use sexual empowerment and giving their bodies up. It's the same shit, dude. We're all being played. Nobody sees it, though. One side thinks they're right on both sides, and they keep suffering. If that's the case, then one side would be doing infinitely better than the other, right? Because they're right. Their argument is sound. It's not, though. Everybody is going down, just like this. I don't know. I'll keep sounding the bells until more and more people realize, though. We'll see you guys on the next one. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Take it easy, boys. Enjoy the weekend. Watch some fights. Get out there. Touch some grass or snow. I know the weather sucks for a bunch of us. Who cares? Walk. Use those feet. Get that blood pumping. Those hormones going. Get out of the house, dude. The box you sleep in. Shouldn't be spending all day in there. Take care, guys.